welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Owen
and Martin.
What a start.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it?
Owen Tech Brain, nice to have you here.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, just come back from Eurobike.
Correct.
Yeah. Good times?
Yeah. Hard work.
I noticed some cool stuff over there.
There is. Takes a lot to hunt it down, but it's there.
Yeah, I mean, apparently, how many halls is it? Like six halls.
Six humongous halls.
Yes, so good.
We were there with the creator, and we're kind of like walking in, and you get to the edge of it, and the creator was kind of very excited, like, oh yeah, this is cool, but so it's just that hall. And it's like, no, that's a hall over that horizon, and that hall over there, and all that you can see, that's all halls. He was like, no way! His mind was blown. It was amazing.
Good impression. Can I go through some of my favourite bits?
Oh, yeah, please
and
do.
You take comments, and then maybe there's some things that you want to add. But
wonderful. Good.
What I did love, the Buddy SX1, right, that...
Oh, no, I...
Did you see that?
It was over on him.
I just thought that was a very distinctive silhouette.
Yeah.
And I quite like the wraparound chainstays, very Moto-esque.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see full hardtail, like, full...
Yeah.
Rigid, you know, I quite like that.
Yeah. I think that was also made out of recycled carbon. So there was kind of like also some funness. It wasn't just an aesthetic project. There was something in there.
I like that, especially now I know it's recyclable. And then, okay, the Avanox takeover was extensive, I thought. Right, the DJI Avanox motor last year actually broke the internet. Because it like redefined what e-bikes were, seemingly. And then this year, lots of brands have now got it on their bikes. Some quite obscure brands that I didn't really even know about.
Yeah.
But stuff like Common Sail have now got it.
Yes.
I quite like Rottweil's version of it because they had their own battery on there. That was quite cool.
Yeah.
But that's very e-bike, isn't it, now? That's very in the moment.
Yeah.
It seems like all the other brands have now got 100 watt-hour motors.
Yes.
100 newton meter motors.
Correct,
But the one I really loved, I don't think anyone with you like e-bikes or not, right? Uno Myth. That is beautiful.
Yeah, no, it is.
That's hard to beat, that one. I think that's probably my favourite bike. Did you see the stab lead? Stable lead.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I had a really interesting chat. Brian Lopes was on there, who's won many national title and world championships.
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, highly knowledgeable. I was very, very impressed. You often kind of chat to sort of a racer or athlete that's on the booth, and they'll know a little bit, and then they're sort of like the depth of knowledge will run out.
Yeah.
Not so much like with Mr. Lopes.
They really landed.
They did. It was amazing.
The amount of noise they got online was crazy.
Yeah.
But they'd done a good job.
So they'd got a brilliant show bike that was like complete, looked absolutely banging, but that was just a prototype. Mm. They'd got really cool looking forks that had got all the details that you wanted to see. They'd got cool wrist shock with like a carbon sort of like, well... body. They'd got wonderful stems. The stems, I've got to say, the depth of anodizing and surface finish of these machine products, was peerless. Nice. It was really impressive.
Really
so
nice.
So
definitely like that. I like this great clip of our man John Cannings with the safety blow up shoulder protector. Does that protect your neck? Oh yeah, it doesn't really protect your head, does it? It's your neck.
You've got a helmet for that.
But yeah, but like I guess that's protecting like neck snaps and things. It looks quite good fun to try, doesn't it?
Looks terrifying, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but
can you imagine, like, you'd be mid-crash, and they'd be like, poof! I think you'd just get, like, more of a scare than any kind of impact.
But live the rest of your life with anxiety.
You would. What was that? Someone steps on a bag of crisps behind you, and you're like, ooh!
All right, the other thing I saw, and I definitely wanted your views on this.
Okay,
I didn't really understand what's going on here, and I wanted to just check with you. So this graphene-vented braking by Brack... Co.
Yes.
Or Brake Co, I guess. Do those bits sticking up stay on... Do they stick out? And they're the vents, effectively driving the air down onto them or something? Or cooling
I think their marketing team has been quite imaginative.
Right.
I think that's just a big fin. They may have graphene in them, and graphene is this wonderful single layer of atom of carbon that can do amazing things in Vittoria tyres. It helps make them, you know, stickier and stronger and all these things. So potentially they're relying on the graphene being a really good heat transfer.
Right.
I may be completely wrong because I'm not a material scientist.
But the idea is that the cooling of the air flowing over those hexagonal shapes cools the discs.
Calls the brake pads
the
down
brake
a bit.
Pads
yeah.
Down. Sorry,
yeah.
The discs, the brake pads.
Well, which in turn calls the disc pads.
So I was right.
Yeah, you were. Exactly.
Because they're quite a distinctive look on your bike, aren't they?
They are.
It looks like unpopped toast in your calipers.
That's the smoke.
Yeah. It's like the toast hasn't popped down yet.
What's the internet thing where you build stuff in blocks?
Minecraft.
So it's like
Joe plays it all the time.
Yeah. It's like a Minecraft version of toast. Because you've got the pixels coming out from the burning.
Yeah. also loved the Nikolai 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
What was it? The S16 MGU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's got like an anodized surface coating on it, which is like a nice blue.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's actually like a ceramic coating, which is ultra thin. So other ceramic coatings that you could apply, you wouldn't be able to see the weld, but they wanted to show off the welds.
Yeah.
And also, it will last for ages.
Was it Cerakote?
Similar but different. Yeah. It's a German one that I'm sure they say
not
is
as
better.
Good as Cerakote. Yeah, because I've got Cerakote on my bike. So that's for the cool people.
Yeah, oh, right, okay. There you go. Cool. Probably similar thing, but same time, but different.
Yeah, big up Bowhead. Cerakote cover. Nice.
Okay, nice.
And also, I love this. Something a little bit different, which I thought was really cool. What is this brand? I've not seen this before. Yeah, so it's pretty nice.
L2 is really good. Set up by some SRAM engineers in Taiwan.
Right.
And making lots of very good products, which we see here more on those sort of like bigger shop to consumer portly type AliExpress type websites. Big brand in Asia, and we're going to try and get some in soon.
But yeah, good to see that interesting in the flesh.
Stuff. Yeah.
So here's what I did think after all of the feedback I got from my socials of Eurobike and all the stuff you guys were sharing, is it really felt really e-bike heavy. Like it felt like maybe
there was lightweight e-bikes too.
No, Owen, I mean, you know what? Well, you know what I mean.
I do. I know what you're steering
towards. And I was like, are
we
at a tipping point? As the cycling industry, without telling us, decided that normal bikes, like we all really love, don't count anymore. Or aren't worth investing in, even worse. What's going on? That's what it looked like to me. And I spoke to a few people, because I've got connections. And some people seem to be suggesting that. What do you think? What was your experience?
I mean, last year there was a lot of e-bikes.
Yeah.
This year there is a lot more e-bikes. EMTB is huge.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of innovation that comes from EMTB for MTB. And I think the other thing is that, MTB, the way that you ride an EMTB is slightly different to the way you ride a mountain bike, but it is a mountain bike.
Yeah.
So, you can, press the alarm button of like, everything's going to change. But actually, it's all right. Like, we went onto the Conti booth. They're still making 26-inch tyres. So it's okay. All of the old stuff is still there.
That is a really good way to look at it, actually. I hadn't thought about actually it not mattering that much.
I mean, it does to a degree, but I think there's a... Because I was sort of like in the comments on our videos on tech, and there are some people that are, it is this really triggering thing of like EMTB. It can be. And I think in America there is, there's lots of issues with trail access, even more fairly recently where there was potentially a land sell-off. And I can understand why people are concerned. And when we talk about EMTBs on tech, and I feel on here, and especially on EMBN, we're talking about pedal assist ones. Mm. So I think that we need to say for clarity, because in different markets, in different countries, people are sort of saying, it's a Surron, it's an e-mountain bike, and it's like, that's an electric motorbike. It's a really different thing. So it looks like a hoot.
People aren't doing that, are they?
I think there is some confusion, genuinely,
Wow. Well, you know what? This is really interesting. A very, very good, dear friend of mine, who I talk to about motorbikes a lot, right? Someone I regard as really knows their stuff on bikes, right? I've been trying to talk this much-loved person, right? I'm going to remain nameless, right? To get an e-bike.
Great, yeah.
Similar age to me in life. Could get out on a push bike a bit more than these very easy-to-ride motorbikes, right?
Yeah.
he went online, right? And I'm gonna show Owen the picture now, and you guys will see it on screen, of what he went and thought he'd found in terms of an e-bike worth buying.
Right.
And it made me realise how difficult it is if you don't know what e-bikes are, how to pick an e-bike. So you saw it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Right?
So I think he knows about bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
He went on, he said, I found a good one. What do you think of this?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Shivers.
Look at that.
Yeah.
How much do you think that cost, Owen? Go on, viewers. Have a guess before I put it on the screen. How much do you think that monstrosity, an absolute monstrosity, would have cost him if I'd said, yeah, that's a good one to get?
I mean, I'm hoping no more than like 900 quid, under a grand.
£1,900, British pounds.
Ooh, shivers.
If you don't know what you're looking at, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It is difficult. Yeah.
So the e-bike world is a mixed bag. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you took that angle on it, is that actually lots of development in e-bikes will benefit normal bikes.
And a good example of this, because yeah. I'm sure the keyboard warriors who are a little bit anti, or they've had a bad incident or interaction with an e-biker, and it wasn't the EMTB that made him a tool. He was just a tool on that bike. It's not like, all the EMTB people are idiots. Some people are just idiots. Doesn't matter what bike they're on.
Yeah, yeah.
Is we're getting better helmet standards because of it. So there's a new helmet testing standard, which is, I'll have to look it up because it's a wonderfully long name. It is the NTA 8776 certification.
Wow. Rolls off the tongue.
Really catchy. Yeah. For those of you who haven't fallen asleep, effectively it's testing to a higher speed when you crash.
Yeah.
And that, like, you can just get loads of helmets now with this e-bike certification. And it just means that as a regular mountain biker, you're going to get a better product.
Yeah,
those new Wild Fox forks. Those have been sort of co-developed to work well with EMTB. So
that's true. It's the bright side.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Is it a tipping point? Is it not? Definitely get involved in the comments down below what you think about that. I mean, not the argument of e-bikes good or bad, but are we really seeing that? Are you feeling tipped? Maybe you've moved over. Who knows?
Let's know in the comments.
Talking about safety, did you see this crazy clip? And this is not cool. Out at the trails in Whistler.
Oh, I thought we were going to show one of the DH races crashes.
No.
Oh.
It's this guy.
Oh, dear.
Brody Walker and his mates were out on a trail. They came to a stop on this bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously upset this guy who they've stopped in front of. And then he kicks off. And as it progresses, you'll see, right?
Oh, gee.
He picks his bike up and throws it in the river.
No.
Look at him, look. Unbelievable. Have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, talk about missing the fun and enjoyment of mountain biking.
Wow, that dude's having a rubbish day.
He's not had a good time. I think Whistler, I've been contacted, they've got in contact. I think the guy might have had his pass taken away, and he's not.
Well, no, but I think that's a good thing. Like, you think about...
Gutting, though, isn't it, if you live near Whistler?
Well, yeah, but I think it highlights that if you're going to be a tool...
Yeah.
Was he on an e-bike also? No, he wasn't. He was just a tool.
He was just a tool, yeah.
Not a good tool either.
Yeah, unbelievable bit of action that. Right, we must get going with the show. Let's head over to the news with Tom and then we'll crack on. Thank you.
What's up, everyone? There is a whole new series of mountain bike footwear from Shimano on the gravity side of things. There are three models, the GE500, 700 and 900, all with the Torbal midsole and the Ultrad outsole, laces and Velcro for the 500 and 700, boa, Velcro and a dirt gaiter at the ankle for the 900. All available in multiple colours in both men's and women's fits. There's also a 900 GTX wet weather special and an HS pro level shoe, which has that throwback white colourway. White mountain bike shoes in the 2000s were so sick. Glad that they're back. On the XC side of things, there's a redesigned S-Fire Series XC range featuring a combination of Velcro boa or just boa fastenings, stiffer shoes for a lightweight performance, most are available in men's, women's and wide fits in a range of colours. Check them out on the Shimano website. There's a new track at Dovey Bike Park. Third Degree Berms is a hell of a name for a track. It's the park's seventh red trail and is a flow trail with plenty of opportunities to spice things up. Met helmets have a new lid. The Terre is aimed at trail and EMTB riders with lots of ventilation, rigorous impact testing, and a lightweight design. It's got MIPS, extended back of the head coverage, an adjustable visor, a range of colours, and a €150 price tag. Met are also going dealer direct in Germany, supplying Met helmets directly to retailers from the Italian factory. RockShox have a new SID SL and Reba on the market. The SID, standing for Superlight Integrated Design, debuted in 1998 and has been a staple of the XE world ever since. The latest SID SL sits on a new chassis with better bushing overlap for less friction. It's capable of fitting a 29 by 2.4 tire, 100 or 110mm travel options, includes flight attendant option for the hardtail, and has a debonair plus air spring. Most importantly, it's that sick electric red across all model options. The Reba is the more budget-friendly option, tunable air spring, 110mm to 130mm of travel, and remote compatibility. Check them out online on the RockShox website now. It was Val di Fassa last weekend, where select riders were spotted on the next generation electric red Zeb Fork. Two big days of racing awaited riders in what is certainly the Enduro World Series equivalent of a modern classic. Awesome venue, the race stages in this valley are seriously good. Italian racer Nadine Alacosta came out on top on day one, with Slawomir Lukasic taking charge in the men's. But all to play for on day two, Ella Connolly fought back, making up a whole heap of time on Alacosta, leapfrogging her into the lead. Simona Kuchinkova slotted into third spot. In the men's, Lukasic was able to hold on to it, and happily for Team Yeti, Richie was back on the little bike, following up into second place, interestingly enough, both on the 38 fork, not on that new podium. After a rough day one, Jesse Melamed rode a great day two to pull things back into third. As always, we can watch the MTB World Series on Discovery Plus and Max. Don't miss it.
Time for Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges!
Hacks and Bodges!
What do you like to say?
Backs and Hodges.
Backs and Hodges. Numpty.
I get confused quite easily.
First one. Now, before we go on, actually, there's £50 worth of GMBN merch.
Wow, you get to do merch on here.
£50 worth of GMBN merch.
Wow.
For the winner of Hacks and Bodges this week.
Why don't we have that on tech?
If we give that to tech. Don't be ridiculous. First up, we have got side quests. Broken derailleur. What do you think of this? He's used one or two zip ties.
Nice.
Hardly noticeable.
You can't tell.
I think this is in the best spirit of Hacks and Bodges. It's such a bodge.
Yeah.
It's such a bodge. Look at it. It's like the zip ties are holding it on the bike.
Yeah.
Aggressively.
Mm.
It's good.
It's a bit like when you're on a ride and you think you don't need that mech hanger, that tiny little puck of just metal that doesn't really do anything until you break it, and then you're like,
darn it!
If only I brought that, and then you haven't.
But tell you what, it makes a great hackle bodge.
It
and
does.
You
yeah.
might be about to win £50 worth of GMB merch. But Mike Chataway has sent in this, the Humble Toothbrush. Such a clever tool, not just for teeth or the normal teeth, but also for cleaning your mech.
I mean, it is good.
Brilliant. Look at it. I wouldn't use it afterwards, though.
I mean, Petey's has got one too. And theirs has got a little groove in it.
Oh, that's cheating. You can't bring the air. That's a lot better.
Yeah, no, it is. And you can't put your mouth and clean your pearly whites, but it's...
That was a blatant usage of this moment for your own advantage, then.
Yeah, it was. I've done a wedge tech in there, you see?
Yes, you have. That's better. But this is a clever bit of advice, because maybe you haven't had time to go to the shop and get your Petey's products yet. So you need to do it right in that moment. And the toothbrush, the Humble Toothbrush, is a great tool to have.
No, valid. Yeah, you just can't use it.
Or be able to, contemplate using. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well done, Mike. Thanks for sending that in.
Good to send.
Lastly, we have got... Oh, look at that. That's nice. Craig Allison, sag measurement, Owen. Right up your street. Simple bit of card.
Yeah.
Have that in the toolbox.
That's great.
And then you can just be like, that's just where I want it. Perfect.
Yeah. That's really good. I like it. And so important to set sag.
Yeah.
Because all of your bikes, the geometry is set to that. How it's going to run, how it's going to pedal.
Yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
And it suggests he got many bikes because he's got his sag measurements for different bikes. So that's quite cool, isn't it?
No, that's clever.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the difficult job now. I've given out real merch here.
Real
merch.
£50
worth of merch. You're going to pick because you're the tech man. So is it going to be sag? Is it going to be zip tie bodging? Or is it going to be the toothbrush?
I'm
don't think the toothbrush can't do it because you pulled this out.
That ironically, you see, I think because the mate hasn't got that.
No, wait. You can't give £50 of merch to someone.
No, but hear me out. He hasn't got a toothbrush anymore.
No, yeah.
Because he's ruined that. Yeah. So here's a toothbrush, effectively.
But are we going to send him it, right? And he's going to use this as a toothbrush? Because that guy can't be trusted.
It's got.
This is not
a big size.
This would no, but this wouldn't be good for your gums.
I don't think it's dentist approved.
It's not what it's meant for.
No,
I'm going to veto your toothbrush. You've got to pick from the other two. Toothbrush was for fun. I don't think it's a valid winner. Sorry.
Let's go for zip ties. Zip ties can win every time.
Zip ties. So well done to Side Quests. Unfortunately, Mike, you can't win with your toothbrush. Side Quest, you have won yourself £50 worth of GMBM merch. Now, what that tells me is just using some zip ties and a camera, you too, viewer, could be winning yourself that merch next week. Yeah. So send us your hackle bodge and it could be you. Okay, time for some things we liked this week, Owen.
Yes.
Did you see this one from Tomomi? Look at this. This is a slick bit of writing.
I think I did, actually.
Yeah, so nice.
I did.
Look at this.
It blew my mind. Because first he crashed. And
look at this one. This is the good version. Holds it. Oh, so hard to hold it there. And then back. And then this is so sick how he holds it coming out. And then...
Hang on, how does he...
Rah! He's got a coaster hub on. That's a neat little bit of riding, isn't it?
It is. I got not necessarily into trouble, but I did question the term slope Duro. And I think some people were, offended that I was offended by the term.
I don't love it.
It's just free ride.
Yeah, I don't love it. But Tomomi Nishikuba is a fantastic rider, and that was slick. I liked it a lot.
Loved it. Agreed.
Really loved this.
Oh my god.
Back in the day, right, I used to have my own brand, Ashton Bikes, and we partnered with Diamondback in its later days. And I made a Haribo Hero dirt jump version of Sam Pilgrim's bike, who I sponsored.
No.
And this bike reminded me a bit of that. It's a Mario Brothers, Super Mario World Santa Cruz. Absolutely amazing.
That's great.
And some of the detail on it. Look at it. It's just so brilliant.
Oh, that is all.
Look at that. That is really good. Ah, yes.
Shame it's a Santa Cruz, though, eh?
Do you not like Santa Cruises?
Oh. I'm just teasing. I just thought I'd stir the pot. That's what you do here, isn't it?
Just say it for saying it's exactly, just to stir the pot a little bit.
Damn,
you've worked out my superpower. That's all I know how to do.
Yeah, but all I talk about is tech stuff and then get, you know, not offended when somebody in the comments says I said something wrong, and then I actually get quite upset and have a bit of a cry.
I tell you, I was looking at EMBN's comments the other day. There were some comments in EMBN, harsh.
I saw some very harsh ones too, actually.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've had a bit of wig chat. It's not a wig. But yeah, I feel a little bit unkind.
A little bit. Yeah, anyway, if you know what we're talking about, you know.
Hairgate.
Yeah, Here we are in caption contest. This is last week's photo.
Okay, great.
It's Steve Jones with his favourite...
Tool
in his hand. and we've got some good captions.
Okay, very good,
Big money on the line here.
Yeah, big money.
Chug Birthday says, the hammer is a very precise adjustment tool. Not when Steve Jones is holding it.
Ooh.
No, not when Steve Jones is holding it.
He could do serious
damage. Have you seen the size of his hands?
Yeah, they're massive.
Massive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, which is why he likes hammers.
Yeah, probably.
MRB MTB, there must be a better way to test these safety glasses. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it does look like Steve is about to test them with the hammer.
That's really good, because I instantly went to what would happen next. Just like, yeah, that's actually really good. Like,
the hammer would break. That's what would happen.
Yes, he's a hard man. Echo Fox Trot 1 says, after hearing about the confusion that Blake caused in last week's Hacks and Bodges, Steve proclaims there's only one way to fix stupid. Yes. Now that's an idea I highly endorse.
Right.
Let's try and fix that guy with a hammer. Honestly.
Is there a way to fix concussions?
Sometimes, that guy. Yeah, well, they're good. They're actually pretty good. But I think for the just the fun of the safety glasses smash.
Yeah.
I'd like to have seen that play out. Well done, MRB, MTB. You are this week's winner. Get in touch on email and we will send you your voucher for £50 worth of GMBM merch. Well done. If you want to get involved in caption contest, here's this week's photo. Give us your caption for that in the comments down below and you could be winning on the show next week.
Bike vault.
So it's a deep takeover.
I like that start. Let's go with that.
Bike vault.
Yes, yes.
Right. We've opened it up and it's just full. It's so big and deep, like a massive cave.
It is. Let's start with this one from Andrew. Uh-oh, two bikes in the bike vault.
Ooh,
wait a second.
That's good.
We've got a Norco and I can't see. Is that a Cannondale?
No. Rocky Mountain?
No, it's a Rocky Mountain. You're right.
Yeah.
Don't tend to take on two bikes in the bike vault, but we're going to let it pass because they're both drive side and they're at 3 o'clock.
And he was riding with his 13-year-old daughter, so it's super cool.
That makes it a lot cooler.
Yeah, that's
let's
great.
Let's judge her bike then. Let's judge her bike, which I'm presuming is the one at the rear. And I would say that is, it's a super nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's actually a very good shot. And maybe we should accept two bikes. Maybe we should be a bit more pliable.
Exactly.
You know?
Just this closed-minded, a mountain bike is X amount of super nice.
Stop it.
That's ace.
Stop it. What? Higgs Boson has sent, that's a good name.
Isn't
Higgs
it?
Boson has sent in this.
Gary Fisher,
Gary
Genius
Fisher.
Geometry what? 2.0.
I don't even know what to do with that in my mind.
It's got some nice cool GT smoothie tyres.
They're quite funky, aren't they? Yeah, you're right. We'll go with the super nice. It's been given. Well done. Thanks for sending that in, Higgs. Next up, Nuke Proof from Julian.
Ooh. Does also look like you've got a Highland cow riding on the saddle.
Yes, it
which
does.
Which is really good.
It does. And I do follow a miniature Highland cow on Instagram, so it's almost written in the stars that it should be a super nice.
It's also purple, so that's a great colourway too. We like that
I've never really liked purple in mountain biking. That's controversial, isn't it? Next up. Whoa!
That is pinned.
Wow. Hang on. Let me just take this in for a second. So that is a kneeling hand bike from Wayne. And Wayne looks like you wouldn't want to upset him.
So this is his cousin.
Look.
Who
it's
sent
his cousin.
It in. Yeah. It was sent in. And, it's a custom-made Schmimicking hand bike.
Yeah, Schmimicking. So I'm guessing that he is... he's like a knee amputee or below-the-knee amputee, I guess, because it looks like he's in, like, a bucket where he sits down onto his knees. That is a devilish bit of kit, that.
Yeah, it's rad,
he looks
it?
Strong, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks... Yeah, super
strong. I wish I had them arms, man. I could do some work with them arms.
Oh, you could. So the key is, no, it's not a mountain bike.
No.
But... He looked for this picture after the comments were made in one of the videos that I'd done from Eurobike where people were sort of like discussing about adaptive bikes. And I don't generally like calling people out in comments because, you know, you're going to post on there. You might just have a throwaway comment. You might have a typo. You might have said something wrong. And I called somebody's out because their attitude towards adaptive bikes, they referred to them as go-karts because it was a e-bike. Well, so it wasn't a hand cycle. And for me, I was just like,
I think one of those things, though, right? Being a person who's in an adaptive bike, what I have found with the adaptive bike community, which is something I really love and I'm always just inspired by, they're very thick-skinned.
Oh, right.
Very thick-skinned. So it's I appreciate your thoughts, but I bet you would find that most people wouldn't be that bothered. Wouldn't
right,
be that
perfect,
bothered.
Okay.
They like to just get out and ride.
Not worry about internet trolls.
No, right, not too much. Not too much, not too much. But this great, isn't it great? It sparked that little conversation. Love it, love it.
Good.
That is a super nice for sure. Well done for sending it in, Wayne. Elijah Hovenessian. This is a nice coloured specialised.
I love how in his description he's written most epic stump jumper ever.
That's
something that's great,
point.
Isn't it? Because it's not an epic, it is a stump jumper, but epic is a clever.
What I like about it, and I know Blake, I feel like I'm looking at a bike Blake would like here. Just tan wall tyres, tan grips, green. Yep. He's just all over it. He'd probably be getting really excited about that lovely wooden book cabinet behind.
Oh, I was looking at that, to be fair. Yeah. I wonder what good books they've got in there.
I feel like that's a super nice.
Very good.
It brought good vibes. Well done, Elijah. Right, next up, oh my God, talk me through this bike from Daniel.
Right.
It is big.
It is quite big.
Yes. This
is just a sort of like parts bin build. It's got 26-inch wheels. And it also has a Mizuki Bomber 66, which is like a really burly 150, 160 fork.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's one of those bikes that's handsome. It's like handsome. It's not pretty, but it's like quite handsome.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
handsome,
you know, it's like... Yeah, it's got like a strong jawline.
Yeah,
I know what you're
saying. Yeah. I like how 26-inch wheels just kind of look chunk.
Oh, I see. It's like the 26 is what's making me
think. Like, oh, I've been doing the gym, I've got 26-inch wheels.
Don't 26-inch wheels look tiny?
They do, yes.
I thought the bike was gigantic.
No, just tiny wheels.
It's just smaller wheels. Yeah.
Sorry, not tiny. Just, you know.
Oh, now.
If you like 26, you stick with them. Yeah, it's great.
Well,
yeah.
Again, it's taking us on a nice trip. Super nice. Well done. Thank you for sending that in. Daniel, next up, we've got... Oh, look at this. Adam Newell's just beauty of a nuke proof.
It is. It's a Pulse from 2016. So I wasn't on the team that year, but I was on the team in 2015.
Yeah. So Sam's riding this one, right? Would it have been Sam riding this?
He did, but he started to switch to enduro. Effectively on that frame, he won his last World Cup.
Really?
In France. Mm. And yeah, it was pretty similar.
Interesting, he's got the Zeb on the front. Could have had a single crown on there.
No, not really. No. I mean, originally it was designed to have a full.
But that's an interesting setup. He's done it like that.
It's fun.
You're down with it. Yeah,
maybe
like that.
Yeah, it's good. Enjoy.
It took you on a little memory thing.
Super nice. Sorry, I was delayed reaction there. I was thinking about Maribel.
What happened in Maribel?
Sam won his last World Cup downhill race. It was amazing.
He was all right, wasn't he?
He was a legend. Hi, Sam.
Name drop. Next up, Lucas Pohl. This is our last bike for the bike vault this week. It's a lovely pivot. Lovely colours, lovely photo.
To me, that blue is almost purpley, which I really like, but you're saying you don't really like a purple.
That's a strong blue. That's not a purple, Owen. Do you know what I like about that picture the most?
The moss in the background. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
It's really just,
I just want to be there.
Yeah.
On that soft, love it. Love it.
The good loam around there too.
Yeah,
good
very
riding.
Nice, very nice. Thank you, Lucas. Super nice for you. Thank you for sending in your bikes to the Bike Vault. Please get involved in the Bike Vault. If you go to the GMBN uploader, it's in the description down below the video. It's a great way to get involved in the show, of course. You might be on the show next week, but we love looking at the bikes. We are genuinely bike nerds, so we love looking at your bikes. So if they don't make it on the show, they do get looked at. So it's a cool way for us all to interact. That's all we've got time for this week on the show.
Really?
We've just got time to tell you what we've got coming on the channels
this
week. On GMBN, we've got How to Ride Any Trail Faster this week.
Oh, I need that. Yep.
Who doesn't want to know that? Like, everyone wants to know that. EMBN, Power versus Torque, which is going to be interesting. That sounds like a Neil versus Steve to me.
Yeah.
Then on GMBN Tech, you'll know this well. Five ways to make your new bike day a success.
Oh, yeah, I believe Adam's doing this one. So it should be an absolute humdinger. Be brilliant.
Adam knows how to make a new bike work.
He does.
A lot here.
Yeah.
Also, we've got on Tech... What is Q factor? You don't know what Q factor is, do you?
I do.
The quack factor.
Yeah.
Or is it?
That's why it's really fun.
No, it really is that. That is that. That's the answer.
Okay.
But anyway.
Tune in and find out.
And we've also got, is this secretly the best free ride event in the world? Blake went over to Backyard Battle, was it?
Yeah.
So that's a great feature to watch. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That looks
so
really cool. Yeah.
All that coming up on the little world of GMBN channels this week. So lots for you to watch. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's been a great time. Nice. Get in them comments and let us know, have we reached the tipping point?